We are celebrating Tafl Music's 2025-26 season this afternoon. The beloved Toronto Ensemble is celebrating 47 seasons, including the continuing collaboration with British violinist Rachel Podger in her second year as principal guest director, the queen of the gut string violin. She will help to present three major programs this season, plus a tour across Western Canada. Highlights include masterworks by Mozart, Schubert, Bach, and Haydn, to lesser-heard gems and contemporary commissions. Lyrics and dance intertwine with French Baroque, sacred and vocal traditions resonate in Handel and Lotti. And, as is often the case, Tafl Music's home is within Jean Lamont Hall at the Trinity St. Paul Center, Kerner Hall, and beyond. There will be free lectures, pre-concert chats, outreach, and digital offerings as well. TaflMusic.org for information and tickets. With the Schubert and Mozart offering at Kerner Hall beginning this Friday, we welcome Canadian violinist Christina Zacharias to the studios. She has been a core member of Tafl Music Baroque Orchestra since 2004. She has performed across North America, Europe, Asia, and Australia. Her performances can be heard on over 25 recordings. Christina Zacharias, welcome to the New Classical FM.
Thank you.
An exciting week because things are really underway. Another season, another year with Rachel Podger. And
yes.
So tell me how you're feeling right now.
Very thrilled and a lot to do. We've been planning for months and years to get ready for this, for our 47th season. And the season opener is always a big jolt of energy and a lot of excitement. And we just really can't wait to get started.
Tell me about this ensemble. You've had a lot of experience with it over the years, Baroque Ensemble, although we do seem to reach out a little bit here for this Kerner Hall performance. Tell me what makes it special. I've certainly had numerous members over the years, whether that be Ivars Torrens or John Abinger, whoever it might be. Mm-hmm. But tell me about your experience with it and what makes it unique in the world marketplace.
Yes. Well, Tafl Music is an ensemble dedicated to historically informed performance. So it means we're looking to use instruments and perform in styles that are appropriate to the time when the music was written. And we do that through scholarship, through a lot of learning, through experimentation, and through trial and error also sometimes. So it gives a very special energy and sound to the music we play. It's different from what you might hear elsewhere. As you mentioned, it's not strictly Baroque music.
Yeah.
This coming week, we're playing the height of classical music with Mozart's 40th symphony and venturing into some early romantic territory with Schubert's fifth. So we do expand those horizons, but it's the historically informed part of it that's the most important.
Yeah. I mean, world renowned, especially we look at those recordings with Jean Lamont mm-hmm. over the years, which we still play. Let's talk about that opening performance because
yes.
you're back at Kerner Hall. This is such a beautiful venue that happens usually a couple times a year. And so for the big opener, we've got the Mozart, which very much informs the Schubert. So tell me about putting this set of pieces together, and you're having Rachel come in. Just to explain what Rachel's position is, because she's a guest
yes.
director at this point, and yet she's been here for a couple of years.
She has. She's our principal guest director. It's
yeah.
her second season in that role. We had worked with her prior to that role coming into place last year. She's a wonderful collaborator and someone that we just felt such a spark of musical chemistry with that we needed to sort of cement the relationship. So it means that she'll be here with us three times this season, just like she was last year. We're touring with her as our guest director. And so it's an opportunity to let that musical relationship grow a little faster than it might if she was only able to come every couple of years or something like that.
Yeah, right. And she's known as the queen of the gut string
yes.
violin. And so for people who don't know what that means, it sounds rather exotic. And but really what it is it's a type of string that was played in the Baroque era, right?
Yes, and actually right through the Romantic era, gut strings were used on string instruments right up until around the turn of the 20th century. So much later than a lot of people realize, actually. And so for anyone out there who has a violin in their attic, which I know is a lot of people, sometimes you open that up and you find gut strings on it. They weren't that uncommon. And they are actually what they sound like, and it can be a little bit gross. But in before the era of the metal string,
yeah.
they, you know, all parts of the animal were used in string creation especially. And so they are made from beef and lamb gut.
Are you able to tell the difference? Is there a difference when you hear those two different string sets?
If somebody just played them for me with a blindfold on, I'm not sure I would hear the difference. But when you're working in very close proximity to your own instrument and it's a very personal setup thing, sometimes you do find that there's a little bit of difference in how they work for you. But yeah. No, you wouldn't be going to a concert and picking out the difference. It's part of our commitment to historically informed performance, of course. But it offers a different kind of resonance in the instrument and a different kind of sound production. It's one that I find very beautiful. It is a bit of a high wire act, and I've heard it described that way. So the queen of the gut violin is doing some really hard work.
Right. And she conducts from her violin, right? It's not that she's in front of a podium, which is what the late, great Jean Lamont did as well. So.
Exactly. We've always had a history of having the majority of our performances led by an instrumentalist who is leading the orchestra while they're playing. That's part of the historically informed part of things as well. It's a different thing, and I think it's very interesting and energizing for us on stage and for our audience. It's a chamber music type of making music. And right. So what you see is the communication between all the musicians on stage, the commitment from every single person, even if they're standing at the back of the ensemble or in the middle of the ensemble, that everybody has to be equally engaged and ready to make the music together.
So it is happening September 26th. That's coming up this Friday. And then you've got 8 p.m. performance on Saturday as well. And then Sunday at 3 p.m., all at Kerner Hall.
That's
and
right.
So it's going to be Mozart 40 into Schubert 5. I mean, what's the mm-hmm. relationship there? There is a relationship.
There
isn't
is,
there? No?
Yeah. And it's quite a close relationship despite the difference in number of years of their composition. But actually, Schubert was extremely inspired by Mozart, and he modeled the minuet of his Fifth Symphony after the minuet in the 40th Symphony. Further to that, he also used the exact same orchestration. Both the symphonies call for one flute, two oboes, and two bassoons, which is very close to our core size of orchestra, so really right. perfect for us. And it's very interesting, you know, Mozart wrote his three final symphonies, which include the 40th, in sort of a fit of creative genius right towards the end of his life, and they're just the model of incredible classical symphony writing, really unsurpassed. To see how Schubert reflected on them and then used that inspiration in his own new romantic language is really wonderful.
Let's listen for a moment. If you are just joining us, Tafel Music violinist Christina Zacharias is our guide this afternoon to the first section of the 2025-26 season. Concerts begin this Friday at Kerner Hall with a Mozart Schubert program. Tickets at tafelmusic.org. All right, Christina, let's look to October, and it is Vivaldi's World. Vivaldi, no stranger to Tafel Music. This is kind of an interesting project, and it involves a woman named Lina Tour-Bonnet.
Yes, someone that we met last season. We introduced her to Toronto audiences for the first time. I don't think she had ever played in Canada at all before that. And it was a total fireworks of a show. We were doing early Baroque music that she orchestrated to work for our whole core group. And it was just, again, one of those moments where you, as soon as you've had the first rehearsal, you think, okay, we need to start talking about when we're going to do this again.
Right, yeah.
And so we did. She'll be here in October for a program focused on Vivaldi. It's going to be virtuosic, thrilling, energetic, all the things that we saw from her the first time she was here.
We should point out South German radio saying an almost punk rigor
exactly.
that piques your curiosity. And yeah. that is specifically about Vivaldi's Il Grosso Mogol concerto that the yeah. Spanish violinist will be taking on. And I think it's kind of quintessential to have some Vivaldi as part of the
We play season. Vivaldi every year. We yeah. love it. It's always popular with us. It's always thrilling for our audience. And so, yes, no season would be complete without some Vivaldi.
Jean Lamont Hall, Trinity St. Paul Center. And so returning to home base, if you will, in October. Mm-hmm. That's going to be October 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th with that matinee. All right. Let's talk about, you've got a couple of different programs. Of course, Messiah will be back for the holidays and certainly around the holidays. Usually Ivar Sørensen comes here and visits us here in the studio. And there's lots to talk about. And then the new year with the Bach Brandenburgs. But you've got something specific with Ivar Torrens happening in November, late November. Mm-hmm. Lotti and Handel. So tell me about this performance.
Yes, well, this is a program with the Taft Music Chamber Choir and director Ivar Torrens, who paired the Lotti Dixit Dominus with the Handel Dixit Dominus. And of course, the Handel is quite a bit better known than the Lotti, but they're settings of the same text. Handel was aware of Lotti and admired his works, and so it's a really interesting way to discover a slightly lesser known composer, although Tafel Music has performed a fair amount of Lotti over the years.
November 28th, November 29th, and November 30th, once again at Jean Lamont Hall, Trinity St. Paul's Center. And so Ivar Torrens, no sooner has he finished that project than he goes right back into Messiah this year.
Yes.
And for the holidays, are we going back to sing along Messiah and all the bells and whistles that we're used to?
We certainly are. Yeah. We'll be at Massey Hall. Maestro Handel will be there himself directing the orchestra and choir and audience as usual. Prior to that, we'll have our full performances of the complete work of Messiah at Kerner Hall. It's an annual tradition for so many people out there, including us, and we always love to bring it back.
And we should mention Jean Lamont Hall, your home on Bloor Street, where I've been many, many times to see performances. You're doing something a little different this year. You're extending those runs, and that means a Thursday night performance. What do you think that means? What tell me about the decision and what you think that might mean for lovers of Tafel Musik.
Well, we love to perform, so we're always thrilled to add a performance. We had a number of sold-out shows last year, and we know a lot of our audience have busy weekends, and so we're really thrilled to be able to offer a weeknight concert on Thursday nights for all of our performances at Jean Lamont Hall this season. We know there's a lot of people out there who've been waiting for that to happen, and we're just thrilled to be able to offer more opportunities for our audience to come and hear Tafel Musik.
Christina, it's a wonderful first half of the season. I hope you'll come back and
I
tell us about part
love
two. Tafel Musik violinist Christina Zacharias has been our guest as the 2025-26 season is underway. Concerts beginning this Friday at Kerner Hall with that Mozart-Schubert program. Tickets at tafelmusik.org. It is Mark Wigmore with you. Our look at arts and culture. Here is some Schubert.